Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon and welcome. That music, usually heard live every Wednesday morning at here on the Perspective Power Radio Network, is being heard live at 12 noon Eastern Time on Sunday, the 3rd of January, 2016. That's right, we're in the very first weekend of the brand new year, Sweet 16, and you are tuned in to Perspective Power. We've sort of taken the show that we have all known and loved for so long as Vitamin G and Attitude of Gratitude, and blended it, fused it together, and created an opportunity for discussion and a lot of open time, hopefully here, as the show rolls through, that gets us back to the basics of what exactly is the definition of Vitamin G and Attitude of Gratitude. So you are along with us, and we are thrilled to pieces to have you. Also along with us, award-winning artist, of course, David Martinka, who supplies our music for the program. And you can find him at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. I encourage you to do that. Lots of really tremendous free downloads on that site, as well as great CDs. I know, because I own every single one of them, and they're absolutely fantastic. And we would like to invite you to connect with us. The buzzword is tribe. It used to be family, and it was community. So we're a community, we're a family, we're a tribe, and of course you can connect with us on Facebook, facebook.com/perspectivepower. Come and hang out with us. Leave some quotes, leave some questions. Tell us what you thought about the program, because this is a half an hour long. The other program was 15 minutes, but we've expanded. I won't always go into the history of the show every week, because we're going to get to a point at some point where history will be history and we will live in the present moment. But I did kind of want to clear up some misconceptions or fill in some blanks that people had about what is this Perspective Power and what are they doing with this? This is what we're doing. The title of the show today is As Much Power as Possible. As Much Power as Possible. I'd like to field your thoughts with a quote here from William James. The greatest weapon against our stress is our ability to choose one thought over another. The greatest weapon against our stress is our ability to choose one thought over another. There is a tremendous amount of power in that William James quote. Tremendous amount of power. And I'll tell you why. Because when you are in the dark, it is the most natural thing in the world to seek the light. The most natural thing in the world. That's a change of a thought. If you are sitting there looking around in your life, and we've had it happen where I've lost power here in the house, sometimes during the day, so the light is just on the other side of the curtains, and other times when we were pushing on into evening and the light was getting dimmer and dimmer, even through the curtains. So the first thing I had to think of was not so much what caused the power outage, but how do I find light? If you spend your time looking for what caused the power outage, bringing the darkness into your life, the metaphor here, then all you're going to do is stay caught up in that darkness. Because where we focus, where we put our thoughts, we create more of that energy. So if we're putting our focus and thoughts into the light, I cannot promise you your lights will come right back on. I cannot promise that all the light bulbs of inspiration and knowledge will come, you know, pinging into your head immediately. But I can promise you this. The more you focus on heading towards the light, the more you will leave the darkness behind and the more light you will find. I didn't mean for that to rhyme, but it did. So that's cool. Yay, 2 points for the poet. But seriously, there's a lot of people who spend an inordinate amount of time trying to figure out how they got to where they are. Can I tell you what that's going to do? What that's going to do is it's going to keep you where you don't want to be. Unless where you're trying to figure out how you got where you are was a really cool thing. It's like, wow, I'm in this awesome space in my life, and I want to figure out how in the heck I got here. Why? So I can continue to stay here a lot longer. Good. I can tell you, if you're in a really cool space, I'll tell you exactly how you got there. You got there by having fun and pursuing the things in your life that bring you joy and happiness. That's how you got to that really cool space. Seriously. You know, it's those specifics, I don't know. Maybe you like to eat a lot of chocolate. Maybe you enjoy chasing butterflies. Perhaps you're a cat or a dog person, so you decided to surround yourself with lots of cats and dogs. Maybe you're an angel person, so everywhere you look, you see angels in the architecture. Thank you, Paul Simon. Everywhere you look, you find wings on things, and to me, whether it's a bird or a butterfly or an angel, there are wings, and life is good and great and grand for me because I happen to like angels and butterflies, and if you've ever visited my home, you would understand that. But the idea is wherever you are, you have somehow pursued that consciously or unconsciously. So to own as much power as you possibly can, we're going back to the William James quote, and that is, utilize your ability to choose one thought over another. Even the fantastic energy of Abraham Hicks, and if you don't know who they are, please just do a Google search on Abraham Hicks and bang, zoom, it's going to bring up just page after page after page of links to YouTube videos and comments by Esther Hicks and Abraham. It's going to be amazing. But the one thing that their daily messages stress is if you're going to choose a thought, choose the happy one. Get yourself always into the mode of choosing something. Now, my way of choosing is to find something I'm grateful for, hence the tie-in for vitamin G and attitude of gratitude. If, in fact, you can't think of one happy thing to be excited about, it's nobody's birthday, that you didn't get a new puppy, you haven't gotten a raise in a long time, and you're not driving a brand new car. These are usually a lot of things that bring happiness to people. But they are also things that we are grateful for. We're grateful for the puppy. We're grateful for the raise. We're grateful for the new car, and so on and so on. I'm grateful for chocolate. You can drop that by any time. However, when I am trying to reach for that other thought, when I am trying to get myself to the point where I need to refocus and reframe, you bet your boots I'm going to be looking for gratitude. And it starts before I even open my eyes in the morning. Or maybe just as I'm opening my eyes, I say thank you. Don't have to be specific about thank you for what. Just say thank you. That starts the gratitude right there. If the first thought you have before you open your eyes or when you open your eyes in the morning is, oh, crap, could be that an alarm went off and it jarred you into that moment. I have not used an alarm clock in over 30-some years. There's a reason for that for me because I prefer to just tell spirit, you know what time I need to wake up. Wake me up when I need to wake up. We're all good and great and grand. And that is when I've had jobs that I've had to be there at specific times. So it isn't just because, you know, I'm my own boss. You're never really your own boss. But anyway, the idea about being grateful and starting it as soon as you wake up in the morning is I'm choosing that thought, putting that out there, setting that intention, laying that groundwork so that I can have myself ready and available for a journey of gratitude. When my attitude is in gratitude, I infuse my life with vitamin G. It is the most important vitamin you can ever, ever have because it's going to definitely give you that greatest, they say in the William James quote, weapon against stress. I like to think of it more as the creation of happiness as opposed to a weapon against stress. I don't ever see gratitude as a weapon. I actually see gratitude as probably one of the greatest gifts we can give ourselves. So even if you're just grateful by saying thank you and you don't attach it to anything, that's the start. And I actually sit there and say thank you to my bed, thank you to my pillow, thank you to my bedclothes, thank you to my toes, thank you to my eyes, thank you to my chin. I literally go through my body and say thank you to it. I also say thank you to fill in the blank. I am grateful for the day as it's starting. I am choosing to see this day that I've laid out in front of me or that is laid out in front of me as a path that I am putting the bricks in. And the bricks are created with my thoughts and my intentions, and they are cemented with the mortar of gratitude. That gives me as much power as possible. And that's really kind of how you do it. That's how I do it. And if you're tuned into this program, and you are, which is live here on the third day of January 2016, live on the Perspective Power Radio Network, I will remind you to connect with us on our fan page at facebook.com/perspectivepower. You can also hook up on the network. If you're listening in archive, go back to blogtalkradio.com/perspectivepower and follow the show. A lot of different reasons why. Number one, then you're able to share it through your social media, because every time you listen to one of our shows, on the left sidebar will come up all the little social media share buttons, and you can share us on Twitter and Pinterest and LinkedIn, Facebook. And the other really cool thing is it's great to have people in that same energy, that tribe, that community, that family of connecting gratitude with gratitude with gratitude. Why? Because it just generates more. And the more gratitude we generate, the greater and deeper and stronger that energy is in the world, and it creates as much power as possible for us to really, really enjoy our lives. And our perspective on our life is where we get our power. So I actually invited somebody to join the show today. I put a private Facebook message out to a couple people, but we're going to be having, the goal is to have somebody here every week to tune in and join the show with us, call in, and share some energy on their perspective in life. So I've invited a friend of mine that I've known for quite a little while. She might not remember this, but we've known each other for, it'll be 16 years this year. That's right. I'm welcoming to the program my dear friend Rita Ann Gessner, who in spite of having a couple little, you know, medical setbacks here, and you'll hear it when she starts talking, she really wanted to be here this morning. So Rita, thanks for calling in, and how in the world are you doing this first Sunday in January of 16?
I am doing great. I'm thankful I can talk a little better, for sure, and that I have a smile on my face without a pounding headache. So that is a definite thank you, because if for some reason the last two times we've talked about having me on one of your shows, I have come into the fun of a cold and affecting my voice. But I think we're doing rather well this morning, and I've been doing great. I'm thankful for so much right now, in fact, and thankful that I can be here and that I was asked to be here.
Wow, I am too. I think it's really a grand thing because, you know, 16 years is a long time, and 16 years is a blink of an eye, if you think about it. And one of the things that I've noticed about life over a period of time is there are hills and valleys and peaks and ridges and careening two-wheel left turns and the whole nine yards. So everybody that says their lives are perfect, they are choosing to see it that way. Or is their life really perfect only because they choose to see it that way? And you've had, and I've watched you literally grow from who you were 16 years ago into where you are right now. And one of the things that you've said to me recently in conversations is about, I'm so grateful for everything I have. So with whatever amount of disclosure you wish to shine on us or share with us, why don't you talk a little bit about that? Because I happen to know that if somebody looked at your life, they might not think it was peaches and cream, but you're looking at it like caviar right now. Why is that?
Well, a lot of it has to do with being thankful for what we do have, just as you go on with gratitude. I've been in such places that have, you think you have everything and you don't. And it's amazing when you have so much, you feel alone, you feel that you have darkness, you have anger, you have so much in front of you, but you don't see it the way I do now. And I don't have the new car and the fancy things, and I'm okay with that because I have so much more being the mom I am with my girls, and I've realized the blessings that I really have now. And although to an outside person who maybe doesn't understand how to be thankful or the norm, I have more than I've ever had And a lot of that has to do with being a mom, because I see how important the simplification of life is, not having so much, but just to have what's necessary. And sometimes it might just be the laughter in the background, which I know you can't hear, but I can, of two little girls who are just happy. And as much as I am into music, that laughter that they share is a far more powerful and beautiful music to me than anything I've made by myself. So just appreciation of what we have, no matter what the situation is. And knowing that, as you were talking about the dark and the light, there is always a light. It's a matter of finding it and accepting that light to find. Like you said, if you dwell in the darkness, you'll find it. You will find every dark, angry spot if you want to. But you can also always find the light if you want to. And what a lot of us don't realize is we need to find the light. We need to look through the darkness to the light in order to find what we're happy for, what we're thankful for. And it's amazing. And like you said, you know, you can look at my life and it's not always been peaches. And it hasn't. But you know what? I have learned that what's more important is having what's necessary and being thankful for it. Because I don't even know the quote particularly. I don't even know who it was particularly. But the bottom line is, until you can be thankful for what you have, you really can't gain. And so I have walked away from my, you know, it was a decent job. I had, you know, prestige in that sense, and I got to go across the world. But I walked away, and I do say that I walked into God, and I walked into what I'm thankful for. Because as much as traveling and having, you know, everybody needs to come to you for the answer, what it was doing to me and my children was far, it wasn't worth it. And so what I've done is I've walked away, and now I'm regrouping into what's really important, what's necessary, and really being thankful for every little thing I have so I can expand and be more of who I am in the light rather than looking into that darkness. And it's been a journey. And it's been an amazing journey. But I'm very thankful for exactly where I am right now.
Well, and you know, you talked about, and your job was pretty cool. You actually worked in an industry that I was part of ages ago. And I was so excited for you because I know what that, even though my job wasn't exactly like yours, it was a similar industry, importing and exporting. And I thought, you are just going to love this. This is so much fun, blah, 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 blah. And yet, to hear you now talk about the fact that you can still look back on something that you walked away from and see the value in it, because many times when people walk away from something, a marriage, a job, a city, whatever, fill in the blank, a friendship just even, 9 times out of 10, their focus is on the things that caused them to leave. Oh, and that was just creepy, and that was just, and you did mention, you know, you had your reasons, but you also talked about what you got from it. To be able to find the gratitude in even that which you walk away from, you are going right back to that William James quote, the ability to choose one thought over another. You could dwell on the darkness of that job and why it spun you in a new direction to look for light, but you're choosing to see the light in the job. Because the really weird thing is, what people don't get is, in the pitch of dark, if you can see anything, it's not pitch of dark.
Exactly.
There's light there. And the funny thing is, that is what's calling you. If you focus on what appears to be 90% or 98% of what you've got, which is the pitch of dark, and you don't focus on that even 1% or 2% of light, you're not going to find more light. And what you're doing is, even though you may have been in 98% pitch of dark, you're focusing on the 2% of light And that will exponentially expand the more you keep focusing on it. You can't help but do it. And we aren't the only ones in the world that have done it. There are
exactly
quotes and stories that go back tens of thousands of years of people who have done it. So in this moment of gratitude, and I know, like I said, since I've known you for so long, I can actually hear a huge shifting of your energy just by where you are. Not that you haven't been a grateful person. You've always had gratitude for things. But I hear it from a different vantage point. It could be because of the girls, your delightful children. They are amazing young ladies. But it also could be because you've realized what an amazing person you are. And that self-appreciation is mammoth when it comes to how we do things. So if there were something that you'd like to leave us with, a thought, maybe there's a book you've read lately or a movie you've seen or a path you're following. You know, it might not be everybody else's path, but it might encourage somebody to follow theirs. You want to expand on that for a moment and share that with us?
Oh, let's see. Well, I've actually been doing more reading than I ever have, in all honesty, because I have had the time and I've made the time. Jeff Olson and The Slight Edge. It's aimed for network marketing people, but it can be for anyone. And it's a matter of, like you were saying, if you find that little bit, you just keep going with that little bit every day, because gradually it's going to build, and it's going to build into a way that no matter what you're doing, as long as you're doing that little bit in the right direction, you're going to go in the right into a positive direction. You're going to continue on that road. I do Bible studies. I like Beth Moore. Bible studies are wonderful. The support groups that help encourage, from my church family to positive friends like you, Annette. You were talking about my job and having that little tiny bit of hope. There was a card that you had sent me, and I don't know the quote exactly, but there was a really awesome quote. It was on a sticker, and it stated that no matter what, you know, you're a miracle. And I had that sitting on my desk until I left and I packed it up. But there were days where that's what you would look at, you know, that's what to look at sometimes, because even just that one little positive, it can brighten up the room, you know, in the toughest moments. Even just, you know, I sit down and I read my Bible. I try to give myself 15 minutes a day just to pray, to reflect. And that always helps me center, especially if the morning has been hectic and that thank you didn't come out right away. It gets me back to where I need to be and in the direction I need to go. So, I mean, just in turn, it's a matter of just filling yourself with something positive, you know, consciously choosing to do something positive, where I haven't always done that, but I consciously choose to take that time in that positive direction that gets me forward for the day in my thinking and what I'm doing.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And I know two things that are going to happen in the future, just because I like to say this stuff to people. It kind of freaks them out sometimes, and other times they go, oh, gosh, that's really cool. The first is you will find more and more light simply because you are turning towards it. It's like, you know, the leaf in the tree. If you ever watch a plant in a window of a house, if the light is behind the plant will turn because the leaves naturally gravitate towards the sunlight. And then if the plant's like leaning too much to one side, if you turn it around, it'll lean back the other way. So that's kind of cool. So you're leaning, so you're going to find it. The second thing is, one of these days when somebody says, hey, have you read any good books, to another person, they're going to say, I read this really cool book by a gal named Rita Ann Gessner. You got to get this book because it is the hot dog bomb diggity. I just know that you're going to put something out there that's going to make everybody else feel like they want to go find their light. And this is really, really, really a wonderful thing. So you watch. You mark my words. You write that down. and you hold yourself to it because it's going to happen, Rita. You're on that path of sharing, and sharing is caring, and you couldn't care any more than you do right now. So how cool are you?
Well, I think you're cool too, Annette. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. And thank you so much for tuning in today and spending some time with us. Rita Ann Gessner, you can find her on Facebook. You can connect with her through the Perspective Power fan page on Facebook as well. So if you want to go there and leave a message for Rita, please do that. And if she doesn't see it right away, I will see to it she gets it. Rita, take care of yourself, and I know you're feeling better and better each and every moment. Give those beautiful girls and your wonderful dad a hug for me and tell them all I said Happy New Year.
I certainly will.
And look forward to seeing you soon and hearing from you sooner.
All right. Sounds great, Annette. Thank you.
Thanks, hon. Take care. It was so much fun to have Rita as part of the show today. And in the waning moments of the very first Perspective Power Sunday show that we're going to be doing live here every Sunday at 12 noon Eastern Time, we are going to recap a little bit. The quote that we opened the show with was from William James, and it is, "The greatest weapon against our stress is our ability to choose one thought over another." I just wanted to make sure I read that correctly. It is the God's truth. It is the honest truth. It is the human truth. It is the energy truth. When we are able to choose one thought over another, we will move ourselves towards the energy that we really want in our life and away from the energy that we don't. And Rita talked a little bit about filling herself up with gratitude and good thoughts and things that were empowering and inspiring to help move her in a new direction. That is actually the science of displacement, if you think about it, because the idea is if what we are attracted to, which is the light, is inside of us, by bringing our own light to the surface, kind of like the crow and the water, and he kept dropping the marbles in the container of water to get the water to rise to the surface so he can get a drink. It's the exact same thing. When you're filling yourself with the focus, the thoughts, the energy, the vibration of that which brings your light to the surface, you will have it spilling out everywhere you go. You will find yourself not only finding your own light, which is kind of really cool in a way. It's really cool in every way. I don't know why I said that. But you will also find that you have so much more to give. And if you want to be able to find that which you have to give, just start giving. The more you start giving, the more your body will fill itself and refill itself of that which you deplete. So if all you're giving away is boo-hoo, woo-hoo, then your body will keep filling itself with boo-hoo, woo-hoo because you keep giving it away. The body thinks, well, gee whiz, they enjoy giving it away because you're so passionate about it, you put the feeling into it, it gives you more of that. But if you want to be passionate and feel good about your gratitude, give your gratitude away. Then your body says, whoa, check that out. She was so, or he was so passionate about giving away all that gratitude. We need to give them more gratitude to keep giving away. And it's cool, and it works. It's cool and it works. And what also works is that you tune in here every Sunday to the Perspective Power Radio Network on Blog Talk and join us, and that you enjoy the fabulous music of our award-winning artist, David Martinka. We invite you to find his music at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. He has been so gracious over the years, and believe me, this show is starting its third year of providing us with music. And I'd like to leave you with a couple thoughts. Our Facebook fan page is facebook.com/perspectivepower. And, of course, Rita Ann Gessner was part of our show today. If you want to be part of our shows in the future, leave me a message on the fan page, and I will be sure to get it. I'm going to leave you with a quote today to kind of keep something in mind. It's from Madame Curie. It says, "Nothing in life is to be feared. It is only to be understood. Now is the time to understand more so that we may fear less." Remember, you've got as much power as possible when you remember that your perspective is your power.